Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
She'll make you say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
She got the scoop on pop culture news. So grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Joe Pesetto and JP2Management.com. Joe Pesetto has over 20 years of financial experience. And if you have a question about your finance, boom, he's free and you can talk to him. JP2Management.com. Also, he's going to be giving his three biggest and free tips to get your finances on track for 2021. You definitely don't want to miss this, so stick around at the end of the show. Today, we have Instagram model, Maxim model, guest model, Paige Woolen. She also runs Dudes in the DM. It went viral about a month ago because she is super hot, as you're going to see, but she decided to help women who think that their men are cheating. How did this idea come about? She was a Pilates instructor, owned her own Pilates studio, and when COVID hit, it had to close shop. So we ask her all about that and her mission to help women. However, the conversation turns left when we start talking about celebrities that she's dated. You guys, you're in for it, including Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer, the cannibal? Yeah, she has a story about him. Jeremy Renner, Ben Affleck, Tyga, Jimmy Garoppolo. It's so good. How's Jeremy Renner in the bedroom? We get the scoop. Here she is, Paige Woolen. I've been trying to get this woman on because I am so fascinated ever since. I think I saw you in the Daily Mail is when I got like, I read this story and I'm like, I cannot believe this is such a huge thing. So Paige Woolen is a model, a Maxim Beauty Instagram model. And then when in April of 2020, I want to hear the whole story. You essentially start Dudes in the DM, an Instagram account where you will actually like help women. You'll kind of pop into guys' DMs and see if they'll respond to you, if they're cheating, if they're like looking to cheat. Is that how it all started?
So actually, it all started because it all started about a year ago at the beginning of quarantine.
Okay.
And I was in my parents' pool and I was like reading through my DMs and my responses to them. And I was like, gosh, I wonder if the public knows what kind of weird stuff people actually say to me or to models or to girls or to guys. So I thought, you know, I think this might be helpful for men and for women to kind of see what's going on, sort of shed some light on like cyberbullying and that kind of stuff. So that's actually how it went for the first, you know, almost, you know, 8, 9, 10 months.
Wow. Okay. And then, but at some point you start taking on almost a service, right? Where like people can kind of pay you to almost be like a DM investigator.
So it's so interesting. A few, maybe about a month and a half ago, one night I was just like, you know, 3 glasses of wine deep. And I was noticing that a lot of the guys that were DMing me had girlfriends or wives in their profile photos. So I thought, I wonder if they know that they're saying all this creepy shit to me. I'm going to put it up on this account and say, hey, if you want to know, you know, if your boyfriend's faithful, you know, hit me up. I'll hit him up on my main account, which is like very booby booby. And we'll see what happens, how it goes. So it just sort of, and you know, I never even charged anyone. I just wanted to do it for the girls. You know, I'm a girl's girl. I hate cheating. I hate sketchiness. So I didn't charge anyone. And I did around like 40 to 50 people, you know, that night.
Okay. So
it just exploded.
All right. The first round, how many men did you get that hit you back that seemed like they were interested?
You know, it was more men did not answer. I think I got about like 10 or 12 replies.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait. And of those, were all of them like sort of creeping, like they were interested in you or like they just responded?
So most of them were mean. They were like, no, I don't want to subscribe to your OnlyFans. Like, are you a call girl? You know, what do you want from me? And I was a little offended. And then a few were into it. I think one said like, oh no, my girlfriend would also be down. So I was like, what did I get myself into? So I got all sorts of crazy responses, but not all of what you would think.
Well, I had read that. I'd actually read that you said overall, which I feel like is a good sign for sis. I feel like it's either one, a good sign, or two, you've become too popular. But you say that for the most part, men do not answer, right?
Correct. And I think, you know, I think there were a lot of flaws in the overall plan. I think, you know, if I had a couple girls, you know, maybe with not such a huge following or like so, you know, bikini insta skanky, I think maybe it's a little bit more believable. But I think if you're a guy and you're like, wait, why is this random LA insta ho hitting me up? I think if you're really thinking through it, you're like, wait, something's awry here.
Yeah. And this is okay. And you also, you're absolutely stunning. You have this gorgeous body. But you know what I think it is too, is I think there are so many scams now on Instagram, right? There's so I bet most of the time these men want to respond, but they don't think you're probably even a real person.
Correct. And I think, you know, I was seeing on a meme account the other day, a lot of girls with OnlyFans or, you know, pay to subscribe, they're on dating apps now. And then as soon as they match, they'll send their link to get. So I think there's a lot of that kind of like spam promotional stuff going on. So I think initially it's like, oh, why is this girl hitting me up? She likes me. And then I think if you're kind of in the game, you sort of know that maybe it's not what it is.
Okay, tell us the worst response that you've got. And worst, I mean, like, you know, a couple in a relationship, you hit up a guy and he's complete, like, he's sending you a dick pic immediately. What's been the worst, like, response that you had to go back to a woman and go, actually, this is what he wrote?
So, okay, this girl, it breaks my heart. I'm not going to cry. But she came to me and she was like, hey, you know, we got an apartment. We're going to move in together. But I know something's up. Like, can you hit him up? And I'm like, okay. So, you know, and the thing about me with the women is I don't just go and message him and say whatever I want. Everything is like, every step with her is like a collab. Because I don't want her to feel like, oh, why are you saying this? Because it's a sensitive subject.
Yeah.
So every message I say to her, I screenshot to the guy, I screenshot and send to her. And she says, okay, say this. Okay, say this. So she feels like she has the power and she's in control.
Wow. Okay. You put a ton of effort into this. Okay. Wow.
I did. I know. Yeah. And I was tipsy too, but it's so interesting. I wasn't expecting, cause sort of like after the, you know, the story went viral, I wasn't expecting, you know, so many, I got around 10,000 messages from women you know, asking for my services. It was a lot.
So what ends up happening with this couple? You screenshot, what did he end up writing that was kind of so devastating?
That he was not in a relationship, that he was single. He lived in like Nashville, I think, like, you know, wanted me to go there and just, and you could just tell. And she was so poised. She was like, oh, thank you. You know, you saved me from making a bad decision. And I mean, I cried because I'm the kind of girl, I don't think I would want to know. If I feel like something's up, I'm sort of just like, okay, something's up. So to see so many girls wanting to know if they would, you know, message me back was really surprising for me.
Now, have you had any high profile? I feel like athletes' wives, you know, because you definitely, if you're just judging you by appearance, I'm like, you're completely dating a football player. I mean, you know, you're that kind of level of hot, right? So like, have you had any famous people, any famous couples reach out?
I haven't. I've had girls with millions of followers, like more sort of like Insta girls. You know, probably wives are of celebrities. But, you know, after my initial 60 and the story got big, you know, I was getting death threats. I was getting, you know, we're going to find you and do weird stuff to you. I was like, wait, whoa, that sounds, you know, scary.
These are just crazy accounts, right? They're like, because I've seen on your social media where people have accused you of maybe potentially driving men to suicide. People are like, fuck you for catfishing. I mean, yeah, I've seen like there's really been backlash.
Correct. And also I'm assuming men reported my account, that my account actually got taken down.
Oh, wait, you're the dude's one or your page one?
My page one. And you're like, I pay for a lot of my stuff. So, I was, you know, with my mom on vacation and I opened it and it was like, you've been taken down. And so luckily I got it back, but, you know, I don't even know how many people had to have reported the account for it to be taken down.
Paige, any women hit you up about their girlfriends? Has it been like all girl on guy or any like girl on girl?
Yes. So after the story went crazy, I got girls about girls. I got a lot of men saying that they think that their girlfriend is bisexual and she's denying it and he wants to know. I had one woman say to me, which, you know, I posted it on my account and everyone's like, you know, you're an idiot. This is obviously a guy pretending to be a woman. But she was like, send him a naked pic and like get him on video chat and be naked and like see how he responds. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna strip naked and take pictures and send them to your, you know, your boyfriend. So I've gotten all sorts of combinations.
You've covered all the bases. I mean, you're a hot lesbian too. I mean, it's just like you have covered them all. I know. She's like shaking her boobies. You're like, you're gorgeous. Okay, so
the default.
You're so hot. So tell me this, like, what's your, you model on Instagram. So a lot of your income now comes from what? Endorsements or like people just like sending you money?
Yeah, I get it all. I mean, you know, I don't do the pay, like the photo, like pay for this sexier photo. Like I don't do that sort of thing, but endorsements, you know, modeling. I did some stuff with guests recently.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, the pandemic's made it a lot more challenging, you know, to do stuff like that in person. But, you know, I'm a trying. It's tough times out there.
It is tough times. And you actually had a Pilates studio. You had like a legitimate business in California. Yes. And you say that a lot of your clients were older women, right? And then when the pandemic hit in the LA area and obviously throughout California, it was so bad, your whole business closed.
Exactly. Yeah. I was the owner of a Pilates studio with all these cute little old ladies that I love so much. And I was devastated. You know, I had it for like 7 years and it just, you know, month one, I was like, you know, there's no way we could risk getting all these little old ladies sick. There's just no way. And I had 7 girls that were working for me. It was devastating. And then I, you know, was catapulted into being a full-time Instaho. And here I am.
So what's next? You don't have an OnlyFans. Are you going to do an OnlyFans?
No, you know, I was approached by some people to hopefully make this concept into some sort of show. So that could be in the works potentially.
Oh my God, that'd be so great. It could be like with catfishing. You know, you need to be on that show. I mean, I cannot believe these people go like 6 years and never meet the person in real life. And then they're shocked.
Totally. And like, I found out that my photos were on like an Italian escort website the other day. And, you know, this girl was like, is this you? And I'm like, no, my name is not Katarina. I'm not in Italy. Like, but they had like 12 photos of me. And so poor guy was probably paying someone thinking they were getting one thing. And then I would imagine it wasn't me.
It has to be tempting though, because I'm assuming people must say to you all the time, okay, Paige, I'll give you $5,000 to come to Vegas and like, you know, have sex with you for one night. I mean, what's the biggest amount of money you've been offered?
Well, I've been offered a lot of money in different currencies and, you know, math isn't really my strong suit, but I've been offered quite a lot of money to go to like Dubai, you know, like you were saying, Vegas. And, you know, mostly it's fake, I would imagine.
Oh,
but,
God.
You know, no hate to the people that are out there doing it. And especially with COVID, though, it's like, how are you going to jump on a plane, go meet someone you've never met?
Send me your private jet and my own COVID, you know, like testing kit. Plus, I need to see actual proof. Hold yourself up. Take a picture with you with a newspaper. I mean, I need to see what you look like. I agree. Exactly. I'm sure you'll be totally catfish and it'll be some nasty 80-year-old in a wheelchair with shriveling balls.
Right. And that's happened on a normal day, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people go through this where you show up and, you know, I edit my photos. I use Facetune. I use them all. But, you know, when you go on these dates, sometimes the guys just use photos from when they're 20, 30 and they're really 60, 70. I've had it happen to me before.
So
it's terrible.
I've heard you also give the do's and don'ts of DMing. When you say what do you mean by that? You're saying like if you're actually interested in somebody, right? Like what should you do? How should you respond or I guess message them?
Correct. So there's very small mistakes that a lot of guys make, and I'm sure girls, but I'm just saying guys for the sake of, that's how it mostly goes. It's guys trying to get into girls' DMs because they want to date them, they want to talk to them, whatever. And there's a few things that you can do that will warrant more likely to get a response.
Okay.
So number one is, you know, don't have a private profile. If you're going to DM me and I can't see who you are, I'm not going to take the time to go Google your name or go find out or request you if I don't know you to see all your photos. So having a private profile is like the worst thing you can do if you're trying to slide into a girl's DMs.
Okay. And by the way, here are some of the ones you actually get. Now, whether these are people just trying to make your page or actually legit, who knows? But like one is, are you a cigarette? Because I want your butt in my mouth. Just a reminder that I would eat your ass. Also, I hope you had a good Christmas. What? Do you think that was real or fake?
No, I think that was real. I mean, most of these guys will send me weird stuff. And then, you know, like a couple hours later, they'll either unsend them or they'll say, oh my God, you know, I didn't realize you have an account where you, you know, expose people. And so it's interesting because I like to blur out the names because I don't, you know, I don't want to get my account taken down. And I don't want to like ruin anyone's life. This is just to show people what goes down in models' DMs.
Oh my gosh. Okay. One more tip for the DMs.
Okay. Another tip is that you don't want to comment on something way down the girl's timeline. If you're scrolling back 300 weeks and you see that she was in Bali, that's creepy. A guy did it to me the other day. And it was so creepy. He's like, I saw you were in Thailand 250 weeks ago. And I was like, oof. Okay. It's creepy. Creepy.
Oh my God. I mean, you really have to filter through the worst of the worst. I hope. Are you dating anybody in real life that's like good to you and normal?
No.
Paige,
I'm very single.
Oh, we need to find you someone
funny,
good.
Though, I slid into Armie Hammer's DMs and we were chatting for a couple weeks. And then did you see all the cannibal stuff about him?
Yes, girl. Did he try to eat your heart? I mean, what did he say? Like, what? Wait, did he get into any weird shit when you guys were DMing?
Okay, so I had DM'd him like right when the divorce was announced. And I was like, hey, guys. I was like, hey, you know, I'm divorced too. Blah, 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 blah. And he was like, oh my God. Like, we were like, I thought we had fallen in love, you know, naive me. And then like a month later, he came back for like round two, like, and then he invited me over to like his buddy's pool house. And I just got, I'm like, I'm too old for that. I'm not going to go bang you. And thank God I didn't because he would have sucked my blood.
He might have actually wanted to, like, yeah, lick your blood. Isn't that creepy? That is so fucking creepy. I know, like, what's coming out about him. You're just like, what? Unreal. I know. So wait, then did he just stop communicating after you didn't go to the pool house?
Yeah, we moved to Telegram, and you know, Telegram is where all the sketchy conversations happened. You know about this? Because if you and I are having a conversation on Telegram, I can burn your side of the conversation. So sure. I can delete it from your phone. So we were communicating on there, and I said to him, you know what? I literally said, you know what? This isn't my headspace. So hit me up if you want to, like, go on a real date. And then, of course, he never did because, you know, he's too busy eating people.
What was the opening line you used on Army Hammer that worked, that got a response?
I said, hey, I know you're probably going through a tough time. I went through it too. Like, I'm here if you want to talk.
You seem too young to be divorced. When did you get married?
I got married at 20, I'm 28. So I got married at 26, divorced at 27. Divorced at 27? I'm 28.
Oh my gosh, so you've been divorced about a year.
Yeah.
Why didn't it work out?
I think we were just too young. Yeah. I mean, we had, like, I was so ready to be a housewife. I think I projected, like, I want to be a housewife onto him. And he's like, wait, I need to, you know, do career stuff. And, like, I don't think he was ready because we're the same age, poor guy.
And what a come up. Like, does he hit you up now? And he's like, okay, girl, well, now you're having all this success. You have hundreds of thousands of followers.
You know, he and I are still friends. He was a good one. Maybe one day.
Okay. Any other celeb stories? I love these. We're all about the celeb news. Okay. Who else have you slid into their DMs and what they say?
Okay. Do you watch Harry Potter?
No, I've never watched the movies.
Okay. Then scoot that. Okay. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes. Oh my God. The fucking hot NFL player. Isn't he married or with a, like, doesn't he have a girlfriend?
Well, he was caught with, like, a prostitute or something. So I thought, okay, like, you know, I kind of look like one. Maybe he'll answer. So I slid into his DMs and I said, hey, and he didn't answer. And then, like, a couple days before the Super Bowl, I said, like, hey, the sequel. And he responded the day before the Super Bowl. And he was like, haha, that's funny. Like, how are you? And I was like, oh my God. And then he lost. So I feel like I was the reason why they lost. And then we just never spoke again.
You were the curse, even though you talked like once.
I was the curse. Oh, well, everything's about me.
No, I love it. You and Jimmy Garoppolo would make a cute couple. You guys, yes, I could see that. I feel like you need to hit him up again. The sequel. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, right? Yeah. What's the third?
I don't know. What is the third?
Wait,
who is the...
Yes, tell me.
Who is the Harry Potter person? Even though I don't know, like, was it the blonde kid? Was it
Yes, the blonde kid. Draco Malfoy hit me up and, like, commented on my boobs. And I was like, you know, he was funny. The thing about me is you can talk about whatever. If you're gonna make me laugh, then you're already ahead of the game.
You seem completely confident you don't have any hangups. No, wait, are the boobs real or fake?
The boobs are real.
They are?
The boobs are real. Yeah. I just got my butt done. So my butt is, I think it's considered fake. It's just, like, rearranged fat. They take all your fat, they suck it out of you, and then they shove it in your butt.
Oh my God. You're under for that, right?
You're under. Yeah.
Okay. Did it hurt when you woke up?
No, but you know what? Strange. You get a catheter, and I got emotionally attached to my catheter, you know, because I didn't have to get up to pee. So I could lay there and pee, which is, like, the ultimate win, I think. So I miss my catheter.
I had a catheter too. I didn't feel that way. No, it's very strange because you can't really. Could you feel yourself peeing? I couldn't really feel it. And then
I could. I was on so many drugs though. I was in this hotel with my mom, and I didn't even know who she was. I was chilling because my arms, my waist, my flanks, my bra roll, my legs, and then they shove in your butt. You can't sit for 2 months.
Oh my God. Okay, but you were recovering at a hotel. You didn't have the procedure at the hotel.
Correct.
Okay, wait. What else have you had done? Your lips look great. Have you had your lips done?
Yes. Yeah, I've had everything done. I have cheek filler, jaw filler, lip filler, buccal fat pad removal. Have you heard that?
Buccal fat pad remover? No. What's that?
Okay, so they go in. You're not under. They go in and they go in your mouth and they make a little cut and then they take out the fat pads under your cheeks to give you
you have a more pronounced chin. Like, you have a very high cheekbone.
Yes. That is because I used to have, like, chipmunk cheeks like this. And so we got those taken out.
Oh my God.
What else? I do it all.
How long ago was your butt?
It was like 6 months ago.
Okay, let's see this side profile. We need to see your butt. Can we see it?
On my butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing sweatpants.
Oh my God, look at, okay, I got to go to your page and look at a before and after.
Wait, yeah, where's the?
Yep, we got it. Oh my God, you had it.
Oh yeah, they do my waist. I only tanned my upper half because I didn't know I would be flashing you my tuchus, but.
You know, you look.
But I've had it all because I was born in LA. I grew up in LA. I went to high school in Beverly Hills. It's like, I've been fucked up for like ever. There she is.
You grow up with basically that's the norm, right? All of your high school friends, everybody has all this work done, right? And then so you feel like you, yeah.
Well, there's so much money too. And I think we all experience it, you know, scrolling on Instagram, it's all fake. I mean, you know, I don't look like that. A lot of people maybe use filters and things like that. So you get, your brain thinks that people look this way.
Yeah.
I think.
You get very addicted, I think, to like the image, you know? Although you seem to have a pretty good attitude about it. You're like, all right, whatever. I did this, blah, blah, blah. It's all good.
Yeah, I think like when you try to hide it, it's more awkward. I'm the kind of person where I like to like sort of just call out my flaws, say it like it is. And it's harder to make fun of me if I'm the joke to myself.
Totally. It's so smart. Now, I'm sure you've partied with celebrities and dated some celebrities on and off. Do you like dating celebrities or no? Are you looking for like a regular guy?
So when I first got divorced, I went on Raya. You know Raya.
Yes. Like high-end celebrity dating. Yes.
Correct. So I went on that and I was like, I want to like try and bang all the celebrities I can and like, you know, whatever. So I did. And I realized that it's not, you know, they need so much attention that it's never about you. It's always about like them and their blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I know. Who was like the most popular person you banged from Raya?
So we didn't bang, but I went out with Ben Affleck.
Great with Ben Affleck. You could have, oh my God, you could have been like the stepmom to Ben Affleck's kids. Can you imagine?
I could not imagine because he was sober then at that. This was like before Anna, Da Armas.
Oh, you know yeah, yeah, I mean? Yeah. Sure.
And I was newly single. I was like, I don't want to do the whole like wife, you know, sober thing. I wanted to like, you know, do fun stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're like, I'm 28, I'm divorced, like I'm having a good time, I'm not going to your AA meeting. Like, I wish you luck, but he seems so high maintenance too. Just like the gambling, the trips to Vegas, I mean, the all-night card. It's just like, it's too much. The acting, the writing, I agree with you, exhausting. Hero Breads, oh my gosh, chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
Yeah, and it was mutual. Like, we had so much texting chemistry. Like, we were so into each other over text. And then when we met each other in person, we were both kind of like, you know, like, he's a father of three, you know, and I didn't have a lot of in common with that. And we didn't really vibe. And it was a lunch date, which is like, and I'd been to the restaurant before. So the waiter was like, oh, do you want your normal mojito? And I was like, oh God. Like, calling out my drinking.
Was he cool with you having a drink, or did he seem like he didn't really want you drinking?
I was like, me mojito, you must be talking about somebody else. I'll have the water. Thank you, sir. And he was like, he knew my name. Like, it was so bad. But you've dated before. Your totally. Husband, maybe, like, you know, within the first 60 seconds, if you want to date the person again or bang them or whatever.
I mean, I nearly dated two Washington Nationals baseball players like several years ago. Yes, back in the day. But, you know, but first of all, I was drinking way too much. So I would get too hammered, you know, by the end of the night to keep the, and I really blew my shot, honestly. And so, yeah. And then I'm with you. They all, you know, they, one had a girlfriend and it was like, do I want to get involved in this? But he never said that he had a girlfriend. And then there was also like that he was engaged. It was just so much drama. Like,
right.
And I was probably your age, like 28 at the time. So, and I was the in-stadium co-host for the Washington Nationals. And that's the only reason I took the job. Basically, they thought like I was funny and like comedic. And I was like, I'm just going to try to marry a baseball player. And it didn't really work.
But that's so fun. I feel like you need that parts of your life to like appreciate the parts you have now.
You do.
Right?
Yes. But I feel like you're going to end up with an actor. I mean, you're dating. I figured you'd be dating like more like sports players. But it seems like you like actually dated actors.
I know. I think like in my heart and soul, I'm like, oh, an athlete would seem so fun. But I get weird about the cheating stuff. Like I'm so.
Yeah. They all seem to cheat.
Not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Any other celeb story? I love all. Ben Affleck is just, oh my God, I can imagine so high.
I was dating Jeremy Renner for a little bit. Do you know who that is?
Yes. Huge fucking A-list actor. Huge.
Yes, yeah.
Oh my God.
He was very good to me. Such a sweetheart. You know, great in bed. Like, you know, we went to his house in Tahoe. Like, very sweet. Good guy.
God,
very good guy.
You really have a calm attitude though. This was my thing when I dated celebrities. I was always so nervous. Like, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I played up in my mind that they were so much bigger. I mean, and at this point, the Washington Nationals sucked. They were always like they always were getting struck out. But I could never really get a hold of myself and be cool. How are you cool around Jeremy Renner and not like sweating through everything? I would always have massive pit stains. It was just embarrassing.
I drank. So the first time I drank a lot the first time I met him. And, you know, I drank a lot. I drank a lot. Because you get nervous. Like the thing about pre-gaming before a date is you have to like section it out or else you're going to be hammered drink two on the date.
Yep.
So, you know, that is helpful. But I think it makes sense to sort of just, you know, limit yourself. And also once you like meet them, you're like, oh, you're not like God, you're not like, you know.
That's true. You become more comfortable. And you kind of grew up in the Hollywood scene. So I'm sure you probably went to high school with people who are now working in the industry. So it's probably a little less glamorous than myself. It was just like hammered. And then it was really bad. And then I was just sweating a lot. So it was just really like, what's wrong? Is she on coke? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a sweater too. I get so nervous that I won't wear anything where you can see the pit stains because I'll sweat through it.
God, it's good to know that a Maxim model has that problem too. Because I thought it was just me.
No.
Okay. And so then how did you and Jeremy Renner end it? Like that would have been such a great couple as well.
He likes to have a lot of sex. And for me, it was just too much, honestly. It was too much.
And don't you feel like he's getting to the age? I mean, he's in his 40s, for God's sakes. I mean, it's like at some point, it's not cute to fuck four times and five times a day. Like, what is Correct. Wrong with you? I mean, don't you have Correct. Scripts to read? I mean, it's just too much.
And like, we would, you know, be together and I would then go to get coffee in the morning and he would like text me something like sexual. I'm like, we just did that. Like, you know, I don't want to do that at Starbucks with, you know, someone George behind me, you know, saying like, what are you doing? Cause he would send like sexual gifts, you know, like GIFs. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes. GIFs, yep. GIFs. Yes.
So it was just too much, but you know, I think he needs someone younger than me that's ready to go.
Younger than you, dear God. I mean, what is like, this guy is like, I feel like Jeremy Renner was into kinky things as well, right? I mean, did he want a butt plug? Because that's the thing too, like with these guys. I would think things are normal and then Ben Affleck would pull out a huge dildo and want me to use it. And I'd be so like, oh, I don't know. We're doing this sober?
Right. No, you know, we didn't get into any butt stuff, but he was a great lover, I will say.
Oh, is he short? Two, by the way.
So I'm 5'9". He's around 5'9", five and a half, 5'9".
Really? I didn't even think he was that tall. Okay, well, then that's, I mean, you're, of course, 6 foot probably with heels or getting close.
Yes, I'm tall with heels, but I wouldn't wear heels because, you know, my ex-husband is 6'7".
Dear God. Okay. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah.
So I'm used to wearing like heels and feeling small and like feeling itty bitty. And so then, you know, I think Jeremy was the first guy I dated after my divorce. And so I was just like, hi. Like, you know, we were the same.
Yeah. Height. And you knew if you put on heels, you'd be looking down at poor Jeremy, you know, down there.
Yeah. And maybe he thought like, maybe he didn't want to do that. So I just, you know.
You're always in flats.
I'm always in flats. Always in flats.
I can't wait to see who you date next. I mean, this is like, it's just like Wheel of Fortune. I mean, spin the wheel. Who are we going to get? I mean, this is so exciting.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'll see celebrities DM me now, and then 20 minutes later, they'll unsend it because they'll see I have dudes in the DM. Like Tyga. Like Tyga DMs me.
Oh my God.
Every week. Once a week, every week, I'm on his close friends. I've never met him. He unsends DMs and resends them, like fire emoji. I'm like, Tyga, like what? I look like a knockoff Kardashian, honestly. So I think he's like, can't have Kylie. She'll do. This girl, Paige girl, will do. So he tries to slide in there.
Oh my God. I mean, are you going to at least be in a music video? Are you capitalizing on this? You must make so much money every month. I mean, I hope.
I've been trying to twerk. I've been trying to teach myself how to twerk, and I just can't figure it out. I just tried to twerk for you, remember? And my butt was like, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. You really have to. I mean, you've got to be making. Are you making any money now off of your somewhat off of your Instagram, but not off of dudes, right?
No, yeah, I haven't monetized that quite yet. I want to keep it super like organic, and I want it to feel more like a community of people sharing the weird stuff they get online, and not like, you know, use this, you know, dildo and get 20% off my discount code. I just want to do that to the
like
people in the DM.
We hawk everything. You go to my IG story, it's like every vitamin. We'd be selling blenders too, believe me. You're good. Yeah, okay, smart. So you don't want to put, like, do you want to plug a Cash App or anywhere people listening can send you money or no?
Oh, yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
People do that?
Oh my God. Are you on Clubhouse yet?
No.
Okay.
No, it's, I don't even know that. Someone added me, but I'm like, I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is? What is
it? It's just an audio social networking site. Okay. So basically you can go into the Clubhouse and then you can start a room on any topic, right?
Oh, okay.
Dudes, whatever you wanted to do, right? And then you can invite friends like that are in your already phone contact list, or you can just put it out there and anybody can join, right? And they can't see you, they can just hear you. But yes, everybody, first of all, everyone wants you to follow them on Instagram. And second, everyone puts their Venmo and Cash App. I guess they just want you to send them money. I cannot figure it out. I'm like, why the fuck are we all posting our Cash App?
Is it into the work?
Well, I haven't posted mine yet. I mean, I'm not sending anybody. I'm like, what? I'm like, why? You're a music producer. I can't sing a lick. I'm not sending you $50. It's the most bizarre app, and yet everyone seems to be on it. And I still don't know the point because, again, it just seems like people go follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I know.
Yeah, and like my website guy was like, we're going to add a tip button on your website. I'm like, for what? Like, I'm so naive. And he's like, so guys can send you money. I'm like, but for what? And he's like, because they want to send you money. I'm like, what do I have to do?
I'm telling you.
Like, no, they just want to send you money because they want to. I'm like, I don't believe that.
They really will. Now, have you ever thought, okay, last question. Have you ever thought about becoming a sugar babe, or you're like, you're not interested? You don't really seem driven by the money.
You know, I was very lucky with how my parents raised me, where my mom told me she would rather cut out her own organs and sell them on the black market to give me money rather than do anything sketchy like that. Like my parents were like, you'll be written out of the will. You're like, I'm so close with my family that I look like I would be about that, but you're not. No, I don't even, I feel weird with even people sending me money randomly on Venmo. I'm like, do you want to see a nipple? Like, I don't know how this works. Cause I feel like everything is transactional in life. So I'm like, no one's just going to give you money because they're like Santa Claus. Like they want you to do something for it. And I don't like feeling like I owe people things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a freak.
Eventually, I'm a freak. You are. I mean, Paige, you have been such a treat. Okay. So Dudes in the DM, @DudesInTheDM is your, that's kind of your business page. Paige Woolen is you, where people can find you personally. And oh my God, you have to come back with all these celebrity stories. I mean, this is just so great. I just love like everyone in Hollywood that you've met and that, and I can't wait. When I come to LA, I'm just going to come hang out with you because hopefully we can drive over to Jeremy Renner's house and I'll just be like, oh, hey.
Hey, yeah, we'll go on like a little TMZ tour, but it'll just be in your car and you can like comment and then we'll just like honk and stuff. It'll be so fun.
I mean, I'm going to actually try to go out on a date with Ben Affleck because I'll have a kid too. And I feel like he'll be able to relate, you know, like,
order water, talk about your kids and you'll be good. You'll have more in common with him than I do.
I love playing blackjack. I mean, I just feel like already, you know, I mean, okay. Yeah. I think it's there.
I don't know what your husband will think about that, but that's, you know, between the two of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget to tell him these things till after the fact. But anyway, no, I'm always like, my free pass is John Hamm. I'm really obsessed with John Hamm. Have you no dates with John Hamm yet? I feel like I think he's too old for you.
My friend has.
Oh, my God. And he has a massive wang, which I really want to see.
Yeah, he does.
Which she said.
I'll see if I can get you a pic. I don't think I don't know if she took any.
Was he nice? Was he like, because, you know, I know. See? Always, like, you feel like he has this happy-go-lucky personality, but he's really a douche, right? And I guarantee he's so about himself.
That's what I hear. My dream guy, not that was the question, but I just like to talk about this.
Throw it in.
Is Pete Davidson. I just want to date Pete Davidson.
You'd be really good with Pete Davidson, too. Yeah. I could see that.
He would make me nervous. I think I would have to like drug myself before going on a date with him because I would be nervous for him.
You seem to go for all the men though in recovery. So this is not looking good for you. This is just, you know, I'm just saying like.
There might be something there.
You still want to have a good time and yet he's now sober. What are you two going to do?
Maybe I'll go sober for him.
You're going to have to. I mean, you're going to have to keep him sober. Otherwise, he apparently gets super depressed.
Oh, maybe I don't. I just want the way he looks. Maybe we'll put that on someone like a finance guy. Pete Davidson's look on a finance guy.
You must have just missed out on Machine Gun Kelly. Because, I mean, you kind of look like Megan Fox. So you could have like almost gotten in there.
You know, he will do too. He's very attractive as well. I love like a tattooed bad boy.
You're a fan. Okay. Oh my God, Paige, this has been a treat. You're coming on again. We love you.
Therapy session.
You're so fabulous. All right, Paige, adore you. You guys, please follow her pages. She is amazing. And we'll have you on again.
Yay, thank you so much.
Bye, Paige.
Bye.
Okay, we're live with my guy, longtime friend. Oh my gosh, Joe Pesetto from JP2 Management with all of your financial needs. And the guy is like a full financial planner. Everything from like wills, helps you with insurance, helps you save for retirement. Joe, how many years have we known each other?
Well, I've known you longer than you've known me. I mean, I was listening to Hot 99.5 every morning walking my dog. So
were you? I almost
probably felt, 10 years.
Really? I thought you became fans of us at 107.3.
Mm-mm. I mean, I used to listen to you and Sammy while I was walking my dog every morning. Oh, yeah. And like you guys were the parts of the show that I really liked. And so when you migrated, I migrated with you.
Oh, my God. You're the best. And now you're here at the podcast, you know, and Sammy's doing his snacklets. He's making snacks.
I follow you guys around. I like you.
I know. Well, ditto. We feel the same. So look, you have JP2 Management. You are taking on new clients and, you know, you are looking to help people grow their wealth and help them with all around management. And one of the things is three tips that everybody should know annually to kind of check in with their finances, right?
Yeah.
All right. What are they?
There are three main things that I tell people. And this is kind of like, if you started with me, these would be the first three things that I would tell you to do.
Okay.
Because they're easy. It doesn't take a lot of, finances can be overwhelming. So this is something that you can do that's relatively easy. The first one would be most people, when they sign up for their 401k, 403b, whatever your TSP for the government people, they put in a percentage that is equal to whatever the employer is going to match.
Okay.
5%, 3%, 6%, something like that. Most financial advisors will tell you that you want to put at least 10% in. So going from 5% to 10%, I understand, will be a big hit in your regular everyday bills. So my advice to people is every January, just increase it 1%, because that 1% is probably not going to make a huge difference in your overall investment or your overall bills and so forth. So That is something you could do every year for a few years. Once you get up to 10%, it probably will be a negligible amount, and you'll, you know, love be saving the correct amount. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I love it. Such a great tip. Okay. What's number two?
Number two is one that is near and dear to my heart. It's, I had a Secret Service people will actually do talks to for financial people for free. And we had a Secret Service guy come in, and he put a slide on the presentation that showed the amount of time it takes people to realize that their identity has been stolen. And it was shocking to me that 28% of people did not realize that they had their identity stolen for 5 years.
I gotta go check.
Five years. Yeah, this is the one. This is the easy one because it's free too.
Okay.
It won't cost you anything. And if you can't, if it's too much to remember and you don't know where to go, just remember FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission. Go on there. Their front page has a thing where you can go and check your annual credit report. It's not 100% proof positive, but what it will do is show you all the lines of credit that are taken out against your Social Security number. So if somebody's got a credit card in your name or taken a car loan or a mortgage, God forbid, you can, it'll be on there and you can go through the process and start disputing and say, well, it's not me. You can prove that it's not you, so on and so forth. But the longer you wait, the worse it gets. And side tip, if you have elderly parents or brand new newborns, they have Social Security numbers and people are more likely to steal their information because they're less likely to check.
Just happened to Dan, by the way. He got this whole packet from, I don't know if it was from Merrill Lynch or whoever, that someone had opened up an account and wanted a $2 million limit or something, and they were partially getting approved.
If Dan's giving out $2 million limits, I want one too.
It was shut down, but they thought that maybe it was some money laundering scheme, basically, that was working. Okay, last one I really like too, you know, check your beneficiaries. What does that mean?
So when we sign up for things, especially insurances, we declare a beneficiary. Say you're 25, you start working at a company, you're single, you make it your mom or your sister, brother, your best friend, whatever. 10 years later, you're married with kids and your mom, who's passed away, is still the beneficiary. Well, now you're in this crazy vortex of paperwork. If something should happen to you, the beneficiary, then it has to go to your mom's estate. You have to reopen the estate and then it goes down. It's a disaster. So my advice to people is to just go through and check your beneficiaries. My warning there was I had a, I knew of a case where someone had passed away and had been married for 30 years and had an IRA from before he was married. And that IRA ended up going to his sister because that was the beneficiary on it. He had never checked it. Now, I wasn't on that or else I would have told him that the beneficiary was wrong. And when the case came down to it, the sister just said, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to take the money. And the wife was like, but that's my money. And she's like, didn't say anything about it, stopped returning the phone calls, and it just becomes the sister's money because that's the way that the law is, whoever the state of beneficiary is. So go through your retirement accounts, go through your insurances. There's some sneaky insurances. If you have like long-term disability, some of them have beneficiaries, long-term care, some of them have beneficiaries, stuff like that. So those are my three big things. They don't cost you anything and will save you from huge disasters later on.
Amazing. JP2Management.com is the website, and it's JP, the number two management. You have 20 years of experience in the finance world. You are taking on new clients, and it's always just worth hitting up Joe for if you have a question, if you just want to like introduce yourself, if you're thinking something long-term. What's the best way for people to contact you? Is it through your website? Do you have a direct number?
Email is something that I always respond to. Most of the time I will tell you that you have a question about finances that you don't even know where to go. And a lot of times it's, you don't want to fill out a form and get 1,000 emails to that one email account that you keep for registrations only. You just want the question answered. I would say keep my information and just ask the question. I might have to get a little bit more information, but I'm not super pushy. I will answer your question and send you on your way.
Awesome. JP2Management.com, our friend Joe Pacetto. Thanks for being on.
All right. Good seeing you.